It's time for Girls in Golf Podcast with your favorite hosts, Lex and Sarah. Ladies, when you're ready.
Welcome to the first Girls in Golf of 2020. I'm Lex, joined in studio by Sarah.
Hello.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Just a little refresh since we've been gone for the holidays. If you do not currently subscribe to our podcast, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you get your pods. We encourage you to do so. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, whether it's good, whether it's bad. We just want to hear from you, you know.
You're getting really good at that, Lex.
We're open to criticism. It's like I wrote it down somewhere, but can't verbalize it clearly today. I was going to say one quick thing. Hearing Chris Harrison in my ears is just very frequent this time of year because The Bachelor is on television. And so I watch the show, and I actually watch each episode at least once, because I take so many notes to remind people of what's happening. And so I forgot for a hot second that he did our intro. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I feel a deep connection to that intro. I don't know. And although the ladies on this season, they're not ready for anything. they're crazy. But more on that later. Sarah, over this last week, we launched some new products.
Yeah, launch
here at
week.
Callaway Golf.
So yeah. Exciting.
Crazy week for both of us.
Yes.
Lots of work.
Let's do a quick overview of what we launched. So we had Maverick and our entire putter line.
Yeah, brand new putters coming at you, as well as new woods and irons in the Maverick family. So the big story, I guess, is that we designed these clubs using artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot last year about a supercomputer that we spent money on, and the R&D team was super jazzed about, and they put all of this research and data into the club face of our driver, and they paired it with Jailbreak and all this stuff. And so Flash Face was like a huge thing, and now they've put it in a couple different versions of drivers and fairway woods, and now in the irons, which is a huge deal. So
yeah, and the thing that really blows my mind and is truly amazing is every single driver face has a different face design. Same with the fairways as well,
and the irons.
And this is the first time that has ever been done before. So there, if you can't find a driver out there is now one for you.
Yeah.
And it's in the Maverick line.
Yes, definitely. And if you want to know more about this, we have a few video series that can tell you more. If you want to just know bits and pieces, you can check out our product videos at CallawayGolf.com. If you want to go deep into it, there's the Fitting Room podcast with Nate Adelman and John Molnarski. I believe they had Dave Neville on there, and Dave also hosts Callaway Talks. So he had Dr. Alan Hocknell, who's our head of R&D, in to like really talk about the differences in the flash face technology and what that means for your game, because some faces are going to be more forgiving, some are going to be higher in ball speed and all of this stuff that we're not qualified to talk about, but we talk enough. We talk enough about it.
So let's touch a little bit on our putters too, because they are amazing and deserve a little bit of credit as well.
Definitely.
So we have our three lines. We have Triple Track putters, Stroke Lab Black putters, and Toulon putters.
Yes.
I personally love the Triple Track putters. I use the two ball one, and the improvement in my putting line and consistency is, I can't even tell you. It's amazing.
Yeah. Do you use it in pair, like, with the ERC or?
I actually don't pair them together because then it's a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
I like having the lines on my putter. The ball, I still prefer a chrome soft ball because I like the feel of that. Just general, I like the Truvis design paired with the Triple Track putter.
Interesting. I wonder if we'll see that more often. I personally, I love a Stroke Lab shaft. All of our putters are available with Stroke Lab. That's part graphite, part steel. Different weighting allows for that shaft to help you with your tempo. We talk about that a lot here in the office. And I currently have a Stroke Lab 7, but the original one, now there's a Stroke Lab Black 7, which is all black, and it's beautiful.
Real nice.
I might be gaming that soon. Might try a triple track number 10. We'll see. But yeah, there's a whole slew of wonderful new putters on odysseygolf.com. Now, that being said, this is also the time of year that you know, the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour are really kind of getting in full swing. And what's exciting for us is that we get to announce a new player on our LPGA staff today. Mm-hmm. If you're watching the YouTube pod, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, don't look at the monitor to my left. But I'm going to give you a few clues, a few things on her resume.
Go ahead.
See if you can guess who she is. Well, you already know. She was a part of the victorious European Solheim Cup team. She's pretty good on there. She's won a few times on the Ladies European Tour, at least five. And last year, she was the longest driver on the LPGA Tour, averaging over 283 yards
per drive.
She also beat Angel Yin in a long drive contest in one swing.
That's amazing.
Sarah, tell the people who we interviewed today.
She has the best name in the world. Mm-hmm. Anne Van Dam.
Anne Van Dam, our newest LPGA staffer. We were really excited to get to talk to her and see just a little bit more about what she's about. Found out she's kind of a gearhead, which is really cool. Is there anything else before we toss to this interview?
No, it's a really good interview. Let's just go for it.
Welcome back to Girls in Golf. Joining Sarah and I on the phone today is someone that I'm really excited to have on the podcast. She has one of the best swings I've ever seen in my whole life. She led the LPGA in average driving distance this year, over 283 yards. No big deal. She also beat Angel Yin in a long drive contest spontaneously. She's a five-time LET winner, and she was part of the victorious European Solheim Cup team. Anne Van Dam, welcome to Girls in Golf.
Hi.
Hi. welcome to Team Callaway. We're super, super excited to have you. I think it's always like really cool for Sarah and I, especially because we've started to get really invested in our like women's team that we have here. And so whenever we get to talk to members of our LPGA staff, we're really excited. Starting with like your equipment, you have come at such a good time for us because we just launched like a whole new line of stuff, the Maverick line, and I'm sure you've tested some other products or maybe you've been in them for a while. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what the testing process has been like for you and how that equipment switch has gone?
Well, for me, it was actually really nice that I had a long off season after my last event on the LPGA. I had I would say 4 weeks where I didn't have any tournaments. So I already started testing a little bit in that time. And then I had one more event on the LET where I already put a new Toulon putter in use. Used to try it out for tournament week, and that went really well because I won that week. So that was one I won. So with the putter, we're off to a good start. And then after I came back in Orlando where I live, I had another 4 weeks now, actually five, until I start in Boca. So it was for me nice to test different wedges, different balls, different sets of iron, different set of swing weights. I think Callaway's made over 6 or 7 sets so far because I'm kind of a geek and I want to have everything perfect with all the numbers and the spin rates. And I think that's been the nicest thing, that you have a longer off season so you really get the time to try everything and see what's the best fit.
Nice. So out of everything that you tried, what did you notice right off the bat as terms of improvements or products in terms of ball speed?
The ball speed, especially with the, well, I'm very excited with the new Maverick driver. I've been playing the old Epic driver for, I think, at least 4 years now.
Yeah, the original.
And the guys on from the Callaway staff are always, you know, try to get me play the Rogue, try me get to play the Epic Flash. And I never really got that match where I thought this is the same or it's slightly better. And that's why I always stuck to my old gamer. And when we were testing the Maverick, we, same thing, went about 8 different settings with heads, with shafts, with lofts. And now we finally got to this one driver. Actually, my smash factor is really high, even with my less hits. Even with my old Epic, a good strike, I was maybe 1.49, where now if I almost hit a bad strike, I'm at 1.5 already.
Wow.
So I can really see that's a big difference. And actually, I went up in loft. I always played a 10.5 driver. Now I have it at 12.5, which is pretty unusual for someone, I think, who hits it long. Probably see the loft go down, but it's been a really good fit, and I went in the back pretty quick, so I'm excited about that.
Is that something that you're, like, you said you're kind of like a geek about your equipment. Do you really like to have fun with that then and, like, mess around? I mean, obviously you said you have like six sets or you've had them made. That's so fun.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating as well, because if you're not getting the right stuff,
that's true too.
Definitely frustrating. But it was nice, you know, for me here to be in Orlando with good weather and, you know, at the back of the range on the golf course I'm a member at, you have a true spec office as well. So it was nice to hit some balls, see the TrackMan numbers, bend it a little bit, add some weight or whatever, and go back and hit some more. So the feedback, it was really good.
So I have kind of a question that goes off of that. Obviously, your swing speed is amazing and very impressive. A lot of women struggle with distance and speed. So I wanted to know how do you get your power and your flexibility? Where does that come from?
Good question. I think from a young age, my coach, I was quite lucky to have a really good swing coach when I started with the national team. I was, I think, 10 years old when I got on the national team, and he started coaching me. And he always said, you know, at the time he was coaching Davy and Crystal, two Dutch players who were on the LPGA. So he kind of knew a little bit what it was like. And he said to all his young girls that he was teaching, he said, try to hit the ball as hard as you can. Doesn't matter if you're in the rough or in the trees or, you know, you lose a ball in the hazard one time. It's very important, I think, from a young age to learn to generate speed, where I see now a lot of players on the range, you know, working with these speed sticks and trying to improve this now, where I think that's really hard because you already are quite set from a young age with that speed. And I think that really helped me also. I used to swim like short distances until I was 15. So I think that's where I have a lot of
shoulder flexibility from swimming, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that was the main key, and I always try to keep up speed. Even now, when I'm working out or on the range, I try, swing a few extra fast, or work on my speed in the gym, which I think you have to keep working on as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there? Sorry, last one last question. Is there anything, I know obviously physically there's a lot you have to do, but mentally, how do you mentally prepare yourself to swing that hard and get that much power?
Good question.
I don't really think that much. it's mainly, I would say, when I'm in a tournament, you know, playing, I never really go 100% all out. Sometimes if I have to carry a bunker or cut a corner or something like that, I'll do it. But I think I mainly focus on, you know, getting a good consistent speed and really, you know, holding my finish position. So everything is kind of steady through the ball. So I think I'll focus more on that than to really think I'm going to hit this ball really hard.
Okay.
Speaking of golf ball, we're really excited for our new line of Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X this year. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, what your ball testing was like? Because you ended up in the new Chrome Soft X, right?
Yeah, definitely. I tested a few balls. I think the first one was the old Chrome Soft X. That for me was spinning up a little bit too much, especially into the wind. I was losing a little bit too much distance. Then I was testing another ball used, I think, on the men's tour. That was spinning too low because I'm just below average with the spin speed with the men. So that was spinning a bit too low, and then I started testing the new Chrome Soft X. I think it was 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, cool.
And I think, from the beginning, I really liked the feel around the greens. I felt like the ball kind of sticks on the face a little bit longer and has a good spin on the greens. So for me, I always start around the greens. If I don't like the ball around the greens, for me, it's already a no-go. But with the new ball, I definitely had a great feel already around the greens. And then I have to say, with my shorter irons, my ball was spinning a little bit too less, so we kind of weakened the loft a little bit with my blades I'm playing, and then the spin was up perfect a little bit, the loft as well, and the lie. Little adjustments, but I feel like it's great. It's a great ball into the wind, and it's a strong ball flight.
Well, we saw that with Xander, obviously, in Hawaii, that's like 25 or 35 mile an hour winds, whatever it was, somewhere in that range. So it's cool to hear you say that, because what we're really looking for and proud of is that the ball is consistent. And what does that like consistency mean to you when you're going to go out on tour week to week?
Consistency is everything. I mean, I work every day on kind of my stock numbers. I want to know exactly how far the ball is going, if it's 2 degrees, if it's 100 degrees. I want to know exactly how far the ball is going. You don't want to be under pressure and have a back pin and fly it a bit too far and end up in a bad position. So you know you want to be able to trust who you play with, and you know, see results in practice, and then when you go out in course and play practice round, and then in tournaments the same thing. You want that to be all the same. And so I think that's really important. And I was happy, you know, with the new Chrome Soft X ball. I had a great feeling from the start, and it's been really good.
I heard you say that you play blades. So did you get fit into the MBs?
Yeah, I'm playing the MBs from pitching wedge to 7-iron, and then the X-Forged in my 6 and 5, and then I'm playing my old driving iron from Strixon at the moment.
Dang, that's a power set.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good for you. That's super impressive. Last little thing on equipment, what putter do you have in the bag?
I'm playing a San Diego Odyssey insert, but of course it's kind of the Toulon look to it, but it's the Odyssey insert, and it says on the back as well, it's Odyssey. Black, black finish, very clean, white line, white marking on it, so yeah, it looks really cool.
Have you noticed, has that improved any of how you've been putting lately?
That's a good one. You know, I'm going to be honest, I had you know, my old Scotty camera for a long time. So I think that was the most, maybe anxious part I was changing, just because if you stick with something so long, and I feel putting is all feel, you know, you need to be able to have the speed right if you're putting into grain or very fast downhill putt. It's all about feel. I was a bit scared to really say, okay, we're switching the putter too, but what I said, it's just been great. You know, they same thing. They send out a ton of different models, different inserts, different weights. And the same thing. It was nice. I had a lot of weeks to practice and try different things. And it was a great start for me, you know, putting in the bag in kind of a tryout week on a tournament on the LAT and win with the first try. So, I think that was a good sign of that, that it was a great putter.
Yeah, so what part of your game then are you feeling most confident in as you go into this season?
I think for me it's always driving, you know. Mainly my ball striking is something I trust a lot and put a lot of effort into it. What I said as well, I know so well my yardages and can easily hit different ball shots, hit a bit lower, higher, draw and fade. So I feel like that's always going to be my advantage. But then this off season I work really hard on you know, my wedge game, my short game, and my putting. So, I'm just excited to see how all can come all together for next year.
Nice. Yeah. So what was your most surprised about during your rookie season?
Just that girls can play week in, week out and don't need to get tired. That for me was the biggest change, you know, in the LET over the last 5 years. I probably played, you know, about 15 tournaments a year, and I thought that was pretty relaxing, which is where I think this year I played, I would say 23, something like that. You know, I basically played every event I got into, and I think that for me was a bit harder than I expected it to, just because of all the traveling, and you just go on and on and on, week in, week out. So yeah, especially for this year, I'm trying to plan it a little bit better, kind of pick some courses I like and didn't like and skip a few there. But I'm impressed by, you know, everyone just kind of keeps on going, and even after rounds, keep grinding on the range. And, it's a full year.
You've been very busy. Yes.
Yeah.
I know you said you've been traveling a lot. Do you have any fun travel stories that you'd like to share with us?
It's not really funny, but I think the first event I flew to was Australia, and it's always what I look forward to the most, but they lost my suitcase.
Oh no!
And so I didn't have any of my clothes for, I was there I think for 4 weeks.
Oh my gosh. So they totally lost it.
Well, no, luckily in the end, my boyfriend, so I had kind of 1 week left, and then he came back from a trip himself and spent an hour and a half in the airport trying to figure it out. And
actually,
he found my bag. So then he said, well, I can send it to you now. But then I already, you know, got some new clothes. But yeah, that was a pretty miserable start to the year. Especially, you know, we had some windy conditions and then, you know, some very hot conditions. And I had nothing. Basically, I had nothing, like none of my toilet stuff and, you know, shoes, clothes. It was, yeah, that was pretty miserable. But the rest has been really fun.
Well, we're glad that it got a lot better from there.
Yeah. And boyfriend award of the year was to your boyfriend. Yeah, for doing that for you. That's definitely a challenge.
It's your caddy now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is that working together? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's been really great. We've been together for quite a long time and played so much golf together over the last few years. So, yeah, I think if I can trust someone to know my game very well, it's definitely him. And we just have a lot of fun out there. It's so much fun to travel together and see different cities, try different food, like, you know, explore new destinations. And then, you know, once you're on the kind of food, just relax and, you know, it doesn't feel any different than, you know, we're going out tomorrow to play together. So yeah, that's for me just being very relaxing, you know, no pressure and you know, just trying to have fun on the golf course, definitely.
So what are you looking forward to the most besides all the new toys?
Just to get going, I would say. What I said, it's been a long off season and just can't wait to, you know, start in the week and a half in Boca Raton and you know, get the season started.
Do you have, I mean, obviously being a part of the Solheim Cup team was a pretty huge thing to have in your rookie season. Is there something you think that could top that in your second season?
Good question. I would say, you know, getting a win on the LPGA would definitely top that in some level. You know, it's hard about the Solheim Cup because it's a team event and it's such a long yeah, a long stretch of trying to qualify. And it's really, you know, something you do together, which was very special. But yeah, I would say, you know, getting in contention for this year and, you know, try to win my first tournament on the LPGA would definitely, is definitely a big goal for me.
Yeah, I mean, totally agree. We'll definitely be cheering you on for that. But we have a couple more questions just in terms of like the game of golf and how it relates to women. So what differences do you see in women's golf here or on the LPGA versus in the Netherlands where you grew up and started playing?
Well, there's not that much golf in the Netherlands going on. it's I would say for me it was, well, not hard because I don't want to be too negative, but it definitely wasn't easy, you know, playing golf and being a girl. You know, a lot of my friends, they said, you know, can you not play field hockey with us or play tennis or something different? You know, it was quite a lonely goat out there, if you can call it like that. You know, there are not that many great facilities or, you know, great environment to, if you want to continue in the sport and be successful, there wasn't really, you know, that program out there to say, okay, you know, let's go for it together. So that was definitely hard, but for me, it was just, it was my biggest passion and I found a way. You know, we have, I think, at least 4 to 5 months in the end of the year where we cannot play golf. You know, the golf courses are closed. It's too cold. And so it's not easy, but I always had this kind of passion and drive that I just wanted to see how far I can go. And what I said, I had a really great coach besides me for 11 years, my national coach from Holland. And yeah, we kind of went in it together and say, you know, let's see how far we can come. And I think that's been a great road. But yeah, looking here, you know, living now in the US, it's so easy. You know, you go to a public course and you can play 9 holes for $10 and you know, you see kids running around and, you know, it's so easy, where in Holland it's you know, you first have to get a sort of certificate, you're good enough to go on the course, and then you have to be a member, and it's quite expensive. So I think that's what's holding back a lot of parents and kids in Holland. It's not been easy, but yeah, it's great to see here in the U.S. how big sports in general are and how easy it is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So obviously golf has been a huge part of your life, but is there anything outside of the golf world that you're interested in? Any hobbies that you like to do?
I think I would like to get my pilot license one day. Everyone in my family are pilots. Both my mom and dad were in the Air Force and then flew commercial. And then my sister has been flying commercial now for the last 4 years. So, it's definitely a big topic on our dinner table every night growing up. And, I've been seeing a lot of helicopters, small planes, big planes. So it's definitely something that has a big passion. And if I get the time and space one time, I would definitely love to pick that up myself.
Well, that would be super cool. Mm-hmm. You can fly yourself to all of your tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool. But we'll see how far we can get.
Well, you're in a pretty good spot down there, like Nona, right? Right around the Sorenstams.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great course. So many great members that are here, good tour players. So it's a great environment.
Yeah. Well, we are just so glad that we could figure out our schedules and get some time with you. Hopefully we will be seeing you soon, whether we're at an event or if you're back at headquarters or something. But we just want to wish you the best of luck in your second season. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it.
Cool. Thanks, Anne.
All right, thank you.
So huge thank you to Anne for joining us today on the podcast.
Yeah, she's really cool. I think it's really exciting that we're going to be able to have more players on our podcast this year, especially just like getting going and hopefully doing this more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of our podcast guests, Annika is going to be on the Ship Show with Jeff tomorrow, I think, by the time that you guys hear this podcast. So check that out at CallawayGolf.com or Spotify, Apple Podcasts. As long as you subscribe to the Ship Show somewhere, it will reach your phone. Mm-hmm. And same with us. Subscribe, rate, review. We'll have an email address for you this year. That's one of my goals for 2020.
I like that.
Is to get an email address for Girls in Golf. We've got a lot coming this year.
Yeah.
And Torrey Pines is this week. We've got an event with Amanda Balionis for her charity. And it's just a lot of exciting things. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Make sure you check in next week. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.